All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. Yeah, come on. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, what up, H-Town? Welcome in and welcome on.
I don't know who the hell said that. Somebody says that. But anyway, welcome into The Usual Suspects. We welcome in the crowd from SportsMap 94.1 jumping on the simulcast. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. It's a Monday, plenty to talk about. Wow, Barry's been fired up for more NBA calls.
Oh, my God.
He's aggravated right now.
Kill me now, please. Between that and people correcting me saying Leah and Leia.
The tangled web we live
and,
in.
And the, yeah, and then Josh Rapp's like, oh, sorry, I was just giving you a heads up. Pronunciation changed the spelling. I thought pronunciation was important in radio. First of all, if you care about it, it is. And guess what? I don't. I don't care that I say Leah and Leia. I really don't care. You understood what I meant or you wouldn't have been able to correct me.
I think it's incredibly disrespectful, and I think everybody should
correct me. Buddy Munger said Leah, Leia, Barry with an A, Barry with an E. What's the difference? The difference is I'm a real person. With a birth certificate. She's a made-up fictional character. That's the difference. Jeez. I hate all of you right now. See, I hate all of you so much.
But Nick.
Equally.
But Nick,
all
we're
of
the
you.
Ones that hate our listeners.
I love our listeners, but I hate them.
It's a Monday for Barry, for sure.
I hate them, and I love them. It's like I'm married to like probably 15,000 people.
Is it their birthday,
too?
It's
a love-hate. I don't know.
Happy birthday, Nora.
I mean... Actually, I don't even hate Nora. But that's what most marriages are, is love and hate. That's why I would feel like it.
Got that right. All right. Let's continue to roll on as we have been bouncing around.
Oh, my
Clarence,
goodness.
You know you're only getting grandfathered in because of the fact that you are the loyal of all loyal suspects.
Yes, the only reason
otherwise,
we're
allowing this. We've capped this topic off, but go right ahead.
What up, guys? First off, to all these keyboard internet wannabe warriors, y'all can practically suck one. Because we all know y'all are sitting on a sofa, and the most physical activity y'all ever do is sitting down to pick up a Cheeto that you dropped. And you, no girl will sleep with you even if you paid them for it. So how about y'all sit down, stop trying to get on my boys, and go do something with your life.
I love you, Clarence. You're the only listener that gets me. Thank
I would
you.
Give you their number, Clarence, but it's not that serious.
That was good, though, Clarence.
Thank you, buddy.
Waste time with him. I don't know why you waste time reading the text.
I mean,
I wouldn't waste time with him.
Because it takes the power away from them. Because they feel like they're being like, oh, look, I'm going to send this in. And then when you read it, it takes the power away because it's like, oh, I guess that really doesn't bother him. No. It
plus,
does.
Right.
That's why I read them.
Plus, when they rip us, but they prove that they're listening.
Yeah.
The makes them
the day,
look like
that's
idiots.
All I care about.
Yeah.
Every time. They're texting every time.
Yeah.
On every day. But let's talk about good old LeBron James. Because everybody knew he was going to the Lakers. And I'm going to give y'all a straight spoiler.
Uh-oh.
This time next year, or in June, we will not see LeBron James in the finals.
I would agree with that.
The West is too deep. Too strong. He has to get past the Warriors and the Rockets and anyone else who's in the West once we decide all these moving pieces going around. I do not see him in the finals. Not with that Lakers squad because that little ball kid, that whole family's trash. Let's just go there.
All right, Clarence, now I'm going to ask you this. If Kawhi goes to L.A., are they beating the Warriors?
No.
Okay. Appreciate the call, buddy.
We still have to see what all the moving pieces are going to happen. Now, once we see the rosters at the beginning of the season, who's to say? We still don't know what the Warriors are going to pick up. But with the current squad right now, no, they're not.
Okay.
I agree with them.
Yeah.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Hey, Clarence, appreciate
have a good one, buddy.
As always, man. Thanks. Yeah, that's going to be the interesting thing. But he's right, though. I mean, this is if you're LeBron, that's what, again, that's why this couldn't have been strictly a basketball move. This isn't about chasing rings and catching Jordan, because if it was, you'd have stayed in the East where you had a much better opportunity to make the finals.
But could you imagine if he actually does make the finals with the Lakers and then loses to somebody in the East?
Kyrie. So wow, funny. That would really
How
be
great
the story
would that be if he lost to Kyrie in Boston?
Oh, that would be an amazing story.
That would be beautiful. Yeah. Yeah.
But at the same time, well, we talked about it. We're not regurgitating everything, but he signed a long-term deal for a reason. He's going to wait this out, be cool with it, especially in the short term. So we'll see. But Clarence was right on it. You want to clear up any more of these phone calls? Because it gives you a chance to reshuffle the deck.
Sure. Let's do it. Let's. Who's been holding the longest? Keith has been holding the longest.
Keith, what's up?
Hello, guys. How y'all doing?
What's up, Keith?
Good show as always. Hey, forgive me if I don't articulate this question the way it's framed in my head, but the NBA, this free agent thing has been very exciting. Baseball is pretty exciting right now, especially the Astros still riding that wave from the championship. And so my question really is, does the NFL have enough to come back? I mean, people are really into baseball and basketball and kept people hyped even through this free agency. I mean, the Jameson thing didn't help. And so it's like the NFL is already starting off on a bad foot. But do they have enough, even particularly the Texans? I had a friend at church that he bought, renewed his season tickets, but he's conflicted because of
McNair's fee. Yeah, hey, Keith, appreciate it. Here's the thing, dude. So it's hot right now in Houston, which is what you're seeing and hearing the most because you're here and the Astros just won a World Series and the Rockets just did what most people didn't believe they could do is push the Warriors to a Game 7 in the Western Conference Finals and we're a hamstring away from making it to the finals. Elsewhere, some of those sports may not. I mean, ask people in New Orleans what the big sport is. Is it baseball? Is it basketball? Or is it football? That fan base is jonesing for football to get back. I promise you that. So I'm with you on that. These sports are pretty popular right now, especially here in Houston, because that's what's going well. But it's football, man. It's always going to be the leader and the king in Houston and in Texas. And for a while in this country, I'm not saying it can never be passed. Because all of them can, and all of them will have their turns and their cycles, because I think sports and popularity is cyclical, but it's football, man.
I concur with everything Barry said. And my only question was he saying that from a local perspective or national?
That's what I thought.
Because he wondering. Brought Jameis into it, so with Jameis Winston's situation, it becomes national.
That's a blip on the radar. But
exactly.
For them.
There's still a fan base in New England, in Dallas, in Green Bay, in Pittsburgh, in all these big-time football towns. It's the NFL. It's football. It's the United States. It ain't going anywhere.
No. So somebody said, do y'all have picks for UFC 226? Yeah, we'll do our picks on Friday. Yeah, for sure. We'll get our UFC 226 picks in on Friday.
Yes, you guys will.
Nick, you if you're here, you will do it.
I may not be here Friday, but I'll tweet it out or something. But I am looking forward to that fight.
Me too. That card is loaded.
Yep.
Stacked.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I may have forgot that it was next weekend and not this weekend.
Me too.
And looked for it and tried to watch it and freaked out that I couldn't find it. That may have happened.
I feel relieved now.
Shut up.
All right.
Right now, man, you know what? I want to tell you guys about Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen because, yeah, Tyler, hang in there, bro. We're going to get to you, I promise. But right now, I got to tell the peeps about Cowboys and Indians. If you have not got out to Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen yet, what are you waiting for? This place is one of the best places to eat in this city because it's so different and it's still so new and so many of you haven't tried it yet and I need you to Ken Giles yourself. Yeah, just punch yourself in the face and then when you recover, get out to 1901 Taft in Midtown and get you some of that delicious Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen food. They've got trivia nights on Wednesday now, which is something new and happening, but the food there is amazing and every single person that I have sent out there. Pink Valkyrie just ordered it. She was like, oh my God, she's tweeting at me. What should I get? And I told her, I was like, what are you in the mood for? I'm in the mood for Indian. I was like, get the butter chicken, get the non quesadillas, get extra non bread with the butter chicken. She tweeted me back, oh my God, this was amazing. You were so right. I'm telling you, every listener that has gone out there has told me how delicious this food is. And I'm confident you will be the same way once you go out and try Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. It's a fusion. It's a fusion restaurant. So they've got Southern comfort food. They've got Indian food, which means chicken curry, chicken fried steak, lamb vindaloo, Himalayan heat burgers, sliders. It's all there for you. All of it delicious. All made from scratch. And the Indian food, those recipes have been passed down through Haas's family over generations, perfected right there in the kitchen. Guys, I can't tell you enough how amazing this food is. You're going to love it. Try it. You can have it delivered via DoorDash, Uber Eats, or Grubhub. Maybe you're near Midtown. You just want to go have a drink and watch the game. You can do that as well at Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. They got a full-service bar, wine, craft beers, everything you can imagine right there in store. 1901 Taft in Midtown on Facebook. They're at CNI713. Take your taste buds on a delicious journey around the world. It's Cowboys and Indians Texan Kitchen. There's nothing like it.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
I see your dirty face. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, here we go. Welcome in, SportsMap 94.1, as well as our loyals on ESPN 97.5 as we continue with the big show in the final hour. The Usual Suspects. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. Tyler, we appreciate you hanging in there and waiting your turn. You are next in line. So without further ado, let's bring you into the show and see what you got to bring. Tyler, what's up?
Hey, guys. So I'm the one who called twice on Friday, and you informed me that was not okay. So I'm calling back today. So I was just, you were talking about things you don't like during games at some point last week. And Joel, just like you, I'm a former baseball player. And when I'm at a game, there are two things that really bother me. One is when a pitcher throws over to first to keep the runner in check and everybody boos. I do not understand why you boo at that. That is the pitcher doing his job to keep the runner close.
But Tyler, they only boo when it's the opposing team that throws over. They never boo when it's their own team. I know, but you
doesn't matter to me.
If you're at Minute Maid and Justin Verlander throws over, no Astros fan is booing that.
But I'm with you, Tyler. It's annoying. I get it.
Anyhow, other thing is the average Joe at a baseball game knows so little. Anytime a baseball is hit in the air at all, you hear half the stadium go, as if it's going to be a home run.
Drive me crazy. I love that.
Up to shallow center.
You are so right. You are so right. That they have no concept. They have no depth perception or concept of trajectory. It's hilarious to me how many people, as soon as it's hit, and then it's like they pop out behind second base, and you're like, damn, dude, really?
I can kind of be that guy.
Yeah, you're totally that guy.
You know what's great, though? And we need more of this, and we get Blummer to try and do this. AT&T Sportsnet, instead of just running the replays on home runs, run the replay behind home plate of a pop-up one night and watch how many people get open-mouthed and stand up and go, oh,
yeah,
and then realize that it was, yeah.
What else you got, Tyler?
All right, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Hey, appreciate you, bud. Thank you. Those are two really good ones.
Yeah.
I'm still sticking with the wave.
And I'm sticking with 45-year-old people with baseball gloves that are trying to catch.
Oh,
that too.
That too. That's unacceptable. But they're usually the ones, it's white people that start the wave. But it drives me nuts.
Well, they said when Harry
Carey
was—
Stop it, white people. Stop doing the wave.
They said when Harry Carey was drinking in the booth during those years— that, you know, he had the big home run call. But he would be the guy, too, that would go, because it would fool him because he was a little inebriated.
Really?
And he'd be like, hey, there's a drive way back in my— it could, and Dunston catches it behind second base. Yeah. And you're like, what the? If you were watching on TV, you're like, who is this guy?
Yeah, exactly.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Somebody just texted, worst thing in baseball is the wave. I agree 1,000,000%. My friend Marsha, we used to try to catch a game every year. Marsha, her husband, and Nora and me. And she would tease me when the wave would start. She'd be like, come on. I'm like, no. I will go to the hot dog stand. I would rather someone just kick me in the junk than to participate in the wave.
They can do it, but I'm not participating.
Lisa loves it.
Really?
Yep. Loves it. Participates.
They do it in MMA fights too, like UFC fights.
No way.
Yeah.
Do they really?
Oh yeah.
Everyone should deserves to be punched.
I was going to say, in an MMA fight, isn't it like a license to have the people that don't like it punch the people that do it?
Every time they do it, though, UFC president Dana White's like, yeah, if they're doing the wave during your fight, no one cared. No one was watching. You know what I mean?
That's true. That's true. All texting, no tweeting said, Barry, our favorite part about correcting you on little details is hearing you get mad about it. No. Why do it then? Why are you trying to make me angry?
Because it works. And it's fun.
Barry, don't forget to mention Falbo Brothers.
I didn't mean that I texted that. I'm just saying because it works and it's fun. Forget it. Go ahead.
You texted that?
No. Oh. But it would have been funny if I did.
You know, that's the thing is I don't even know. He could literally, you both could be texting the show and I have no idea because I don't have your numbers memorized. I just have you on my phone.
No, I've done it before.
Yeah, I've lived through that. We don't need to do that.
I caught you?
You caught me when I texted Game Day one day.
Oh, yeah, because you were like, the producer Nick is the greatest producer ever in the history of producers or radio or the universe.
Like
I'm
like,
well, that was pretty obvious.
Nick was a burner
you.
Texter.
No, it was, but he just made it too obvious that it was him, which I think was part of the bit.
Right.
But if you were to just, you know, like low key just be like, Barry, you're a dumbass, and I would have no idea. Put your phone down, by the way. Put like stupid ass. Now I'm gonna have to check every number. God, I'm just gonna start banning people. The guy that called me a bitch.
Yeah.
I think I'm just gonna ban him and then the one that said we don't know anything about basketball.
Please do both of them. I agree with both of them.
Hilarious. That I mean, I don't know.
What's your resume, Chief?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Carry on with your day.
New Orleans doesn't have a baseball team. That's what no one said they did.
Who said that they did?
You said New Orleans is ecstatic to see football return, is what you said.
Yeah, because they don't have. I said they don't have a baseball team.
Right.
But everyone's waiting for that football team because that's the big. I mean, the Pelicans weren't. Nobody was super ecstatic about the Pelicans, especially with losing Cousins possibly. So, I know what I said. Wanted to get y'all's take on how A&M will fare this year under Jimbo Fisher. I haven't even done my football previews yet for college football, but I will tell you this. His recruiting gives you, if you're an Aggie fan out there, you got to have a ton of hope because he is kicking ass out there on the recruiting
trail
right now.
But the thing is, they've never struggled with recruiting that much.
That's a great point, Nick. Great
they've never
point
really
from the
struggled.
Kevin,
they've
Kevin
always had great recruiting, man.
No, they've had very good recruiting. They've never been elite in recruiting. They've always done well. No. No. Even with Sumlin and the swag copter, they never had number one. Dude, I'm telling you.
Listen, see, I haven't looked at it. So
as
I take
a lifelong
word for
Aggie
it
fan,
that he's done
the
well.
The fact that they would go out, when they got Ricky Seals-Jones, the entire college fan base lost their minds because it was one of the few times they got a five-star recruit. Ricky Seals-Jones has been gone from A&M for how long? A year, 2 years maybe? So you're talking about going back 6 years when they got a five-star recruit and everyone was freaking out? This is a team that gets a lot of threes and a lot of fours and players seem to be loyal and they've got some lineage with the Matthews brothers and stuff like that. But this is not a team that attracted.
So are they going to be all right at quarterback? Because I haven't looked at it. They lost Salisbury's guy.
Yeah.
So
I don't know.
That was the big get that they got away. So my question is, because I haven't looked at any of it.
Yeah.
I take your word for it. I'm always concerned with them with quarterback.
Yeah, I'd have to look because I thought there'd
be
more
five-stars. But this is not a program that in the past has got a ton of five-star recruits, and they certainly didn't steal a ton of five-star recruits from LSU and Bama and OU and Texas. And that's starting to happen with Jimbo Fisher. So I haven't gone through roster breakdowns and all that yet, and I don't know when I'll be able to do that. But I will say that as an Aggie football fan, I'm very excited about the future of what A&M has to do or can do.
That's good to hear. It'll be interesting to see. And during football season, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, somebody said, Barry, I caught Huggins on America's Got Talent. Super funny. Yeah, I'm glad that he's getting some of that exposure. He deserves it. He definitely deserves it.
How do they determine what happens from here?
Well, so I don't know. So you assume that because he got three yeses that he moves on, but I've had some people say in the past that that doesn't necessarily guarantee it. So if you did like him and you want to help, you should definitely take to Twitter, retweet a tweet that he was mentioned in, or just show him some love and popularity.
There you go.
Because I think that'll help secure it if it's not secure. Four, you definitely move on, but I think what happens is if they have too many four yeses, then some of those three yeses get bumped. So who knows? What the hell was that? Am I throwing a slider or a curve here?
Steel.
Yes.
House.
That's poker?
Yep.
He's been doing it for the past two or three shows.
Yeah, I've been doing it to Nick.
That's sex. That's not poker.
Well, and it's on the video
to
every
some
time.
Some people, it's the same thing.
He's also, he also took this his little water bottle and kind of put
made
it
a, made a jump.
Yeah, and I don't know what you're video. Talking about.
Oh, my. It was on the video.
I mean, have no idea what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, that is a reason to watch the stream, just to see Joel pantomime my reads, which right now is still House Poker Club.
Steelhouse
House Poker Club. There you go. Yeah, look, this is Steelhouse Poker Club. If you're in poker or you're already playing and you haven't been out there yet, or you're thinking about getting into competitive poker here in the city, man, you've got to get to Steelhouse Poker Club. It is outstanding. They're the folks, in, if you haven't heard, they're the folks that brought you the $100,000 guaranteed opening, which, oh, by the way, the prize pool ended up being almost $250,000. So they're back, and they've got a better tournament this time around. Coming in October, Steelhouse Poker Club is bringing you the $500,000 guaranteed tournament. Let me repeat that. Steelhouse Poker, $500,000 guaranteed tournament. Happening in October, and the easiest way to get a seat in the $500,000 tournament is getting in on their cash games. That's one of the best ways and best opportunities for you to get a seat in the $500,000 tourney. Get out there. They've got cash games that run from 2 p.m. And on. So if you're at work right now and you're jonesing for some poker, you still have plenty of time to get out there 4, 5, 6, 7 o'clock at night and get in on some of those cash games. They give out a lot of money every week. $75,000 guaranteed payouts every week, Monday through Sunday. They have $7,500 Monday through Thursday, $15,000 on Friday, $25,000 on Saturday, another $5,000 on Sunday. I mean, what a great Sunday, right? You go out, you win $5,000 or a cut of $5,000. Who's upset about that? Nobody. Also, don't forget every Friday, lingerie night. So you got poker, you got sports on the TVs everywhere, you got lingerie, you can bring your own drinks. I've seen food trucks out there. Man, there's no reason not to get out to Steelhouse Poker Club and play. Conveniently located I-45 North and West Road. Easy on, easy off. You don't have to go through a maze of lights and twists and turns to get there. Super easy to find. And don't forget, $500,000 tournament coming in October. For more information, for more details, and for all the rules about that $500,000 tournament, log on to SteelhousePoker.com. That's SteelhousePoker.com.
Stream us on your car Bluetooth with the ESPN 97.5 app.
You must do it.
Brought to you by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Mmm, steaks and Bluetooth. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
As you know, every day we play the name game, and you have to listen for your chance to win the name game. And right now in The Usual Suspects, I'm here to tell you that we're playing the name game, people. And if you don't know what it is, we call two names. If one of those names is your name, you try to be the first caller and win the prize of the day. Today's prize is a $50 gift certificate to Stag. Shut up. Stag Provisions for Men, whether you're in need of casual wear, dress clothes, or just new beach digs. Stag has just what you need. Unfortunately, it's not our show that's doing it. It was the previous show. Charlie Palillo gave away today's prize, that $50 gift certificate to Stag. And the winner was John. So congratulations to John. He was the first caller playing the name game and won that $50 gift certificate to Stag. But listen for your chance to win every day right here on ESPN 97.5. Welcome back to the show. It's The Usual Suspects.
Say certificate five times fast.
Certificate, 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 certificate.
Boy, he stuck that in your grill.
Suck it. Yeah.
It's only three syllables.
So Granato won the name game today?
Okay, no.
Certificate, 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 certificate.
He nailed it.
Okay, that was pretty good.
Granato won the name game?
You were practicing, weren't you, before you threw it out there? Granato? No, I don't. Well, he could use it. He's pretty casual in his dress. That was a great Harry Carey. It was awesome.
Thank you.
Harry Carey from earlier.
Appreciate that.
Here's a text. The producer, Nick, is the best producer in the history of the known universe. I wonder who that's from.
It's not from me, I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm. I think we should get, if we have to deal with the text messages, I think we should get Mr. Gao to pay for one of those services so that when we want to, we can see who the number is.
I would like that. I would like that. That way when somebody just texts Barry is a bitch.
Yep.
then I can be like, really, Bobby? Well, guess what?
You didn't copy and paste it into
I could give his number out again. I don't have a problem doing that.
No, keep it. Let's keep it to
once a year. And you actually did do that.
I mean, I don't mind doing that. I guess I could tweet it. If you want to go follow me, at Barry's Funny, I can just tweet out, hey, the person that has this number, call me a bitch.
And I'm telling you, if you sick the suspects on them,
yeah,
and I've only done it a few times, but when I've done it,
it's bad news.
El Jefe will have a gif, and, oh, you and might everybody comes, fun with it. Man, they do some damage.
Here's some sadness. If you want, if you're feeling good about yourself, maybe you're feeling happy. Here's something that's going to make you sad. I found this on Bro Bible, and it's you versus a billionaire. You want to know how quick it takes a billionaire to make what you make? All right. First, so playing in this is Jeff Bezos, the richest man in the world, saw his wealth increase the most last year by $39
billion. Oh.
Yeah, Bernard Arnault was the second biggest earner. His net worth increased by $30.5 billion to become his fourth on the Forbes list.
What do these guys do?
Bill Gates was the lowest earner as his wealth only increased by $4 billion last year. Boy. Amazon CEO Bezos saw the Amazon CEO, saw his net worth increased by the median salary he pays his employees in 23 seconds.
God. Yeah. For a website that started as an online bookstore.
In a garage.
Crazy.
It said the average U.S. salary is $56,516. It would take Jeff Bezos 46 seconds to earn that. 46 seconds, that dude makes what the average American makes.
He makes more than the average American when he takes a leak.
Yes. An anesthesiologist is the highest paying job in the U.S. at $269,600. What the hell am I doing? Why am I here? Bill Gates would have to wait over 35 minutes before he made that. 35 minutes and he's making $250,000. So here you go. If you make $100,000 a year, Jeff Bezos can make that in 1 minute and 21 seconds.
That is just ridiculous.
Yep. Mark Zuckerberg, 3 minutes and 30 seconds. Warren Buffett, 6 minutes and 14 seconds.
Wow.
I mean, if you make $250,000 a year, Jeff Bezos makes that in 3 minutes and 21 seconds. Makes your whole salary. If you're making $250,000 a year, you're balling.
You're doing
well.
That's
big pimping. I got into contract IT work and almost made that in a year once. Almost made that in a year. But I worked my ass off, too. I was working a lot of extra hours and overtime.
Selling
and
your body on
the
street.
He not only makes that, but he picks it up with a drone.
That's true. It takes Zuckerberg 17 minutes and 28 seconds to make $500,000 a year.
See, I'm bitter towards him the most because he's Zuckerberg, about my age. I mean, he's close. He might even be younger than me.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. He's in his 30s. That's insane.
So, $500,000, it takes Jeff Bezos 6 minutes and 41 seconds. Seconds. I'm sorry. The hammer is on the TV, and I can't. I mean, between the you know, you can't make the face when I'm like in the middle of a segment, dude. Oh, all right. $1 million a year. If your income, if your salary is $1 million a year, it takes Jeff Bezos 13 minutes and 22 seconds to make your salary.
You know how you talk about with athletes when they're suspended and what they're going to miss per game? And then you look at this and go, they're not even close.
This is how long it takes each of the following to make $1 million. All right. Jeff Bezos, 13 minutes, 22 seconds. Bernard Arnault, 17 minutes, 11 seconds. Zuckerberg, 34 minutes and 55 seconds. So if you spend 35 minutes on Facebook, he just made $1 million. If you spend 30. Warren Buffett, it takes 62 minutes and 20 seconds. What a schlub.
Yeah, stop slacking.
And Bill Gates, 130 minutes to make $1 million. Get out of here. Loser.
Because Microsoft is slipping. I guess Mac is.
Yeah.
I mean, Microsoft is still pretty much an industry standard in a lot of places, but
Google killed them too, though, man. Once Google made Google Docs and it was comparable to Microsoft Office, that was a huge blow.
And then he tried to go against Google with Bing, and Bing, no one's Binging anything.
No. PlayStation 4, you had MSN, search engine and all that, and yeah, a lot of people have moved away from it. Thank God for Microsoft. They still have back office infrastructure. Most corporations still run on Microsoft, especially the, like, you know, desktops and stuff like that.
Yeah, the medical field for sure.
Yeah. So, all right, well, that should make you all feel better that there are people out there that can make $100,000 in 1 minute.
34 years old Mark Zuckerberg.
I hate him.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. It's I mean,
and even the two twins.
And most of those are IT. You think about it. Amazon, technology related. Zuckerberg, technology related. Bill Gates, technology related. I have no idea who the hell Bernard Arnault is. What is he? What does he do?
I have no idea.
I'm going to Google him.
I know, what are the Von whatever, even those two twins, they still came out and are killing it too, that Zuckerberg supposedly screwed over.
Oh, yeah,
Facebook.
Well, they were rich before even Facebook came out. They were loaded. I forgot what they do.
They were also, weren't they in Bitcoin?
Who?
They might have.
The twins.
Oh, yeah. So here you go. Bernard Jean-Étienne Arnault is a French business magnate, an investor, and an art collector.
That's it?
What the hell do you do? I need something substantial and concrete, like he makes microchips or cars or has a website. What the hell? You're an art investor? Really? That's just, I don't know. He is the chief executive officer, chairman, and CEO of LVMH, the world's largest luxury goods company. Is that Louis Vuitton?
Use that all the time. What the hell is that?
Oh, it is Louis Vuitton.
Is
so
it?
He's the CEO of Louis Vuitton.
That would be lucrative.
Yeah, the world's largest luxury. He's the richest person in France, fourth richest person in the world, with a net worth of $85.8 billion. Look, if I'm worth $85.8 billion. I'm not doing anything else.
Agreed.
You let me get to 1 million, I'm calling it. I don't care what the hell it is. If I suddenly looked up one day and all my assets and stuff I could cash in for a mil, I'm out.
You think you can make that last?
Oh, bro, I'm going to go live in like a one-bedroom shack somewhere in the middle of 50 acres in the middle of Wyoming. I'm good.
I don't know, man. 1 million is not enough anymore.
That sounds terrible.
No, that sounds amazing.
In Wyoming?
Does it?
Yes.
You want to go to Wyoming?
Middle of nowhere.
Really?
Put me there. I'd love it.
No, thank you.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either. I'd go to L.A. or something, Miami.
What? Now, if I've got billions, I would definitely go, you know, buy a house in Malibu and whatever. But no, I'm good. Once I get to the point where if I could just live modestly for the rest of my life and not have to work, I'm out. Because I'm the kind of guy that can sit around all day.
God,
a lot of people can't do that. A lot of people can't just sit on the couch and not do anything. I'm totally that guy.
I can, but I will get sick of it. Like, I have to get up and do something.
If you had 85 acres, just go mow.
See, I don't find that entertaining. You do.
I don't find it entertaining, but
it'd
be something different.
I heard golf is a really fun game. I'd like to pick it up.
If you had 85 acres, you could just build your own golf course.
Nope. Well, that too.
Yeah.
But if I had the money, have the money to.
You got nothing else to do. You just get some dirt from the back half of the 85 acres, mm-hmm. and you get some grass, and you do it yourself. You got this.
That ain't happening.
Okay. No.
All right, we got one segment to go on the show before we turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz. They'll take you home till 7 o'clock, and they'll do it on both of the stations that we are on right now simulcasting. That means ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. So we'll come back, put a bow on it, and turn it over next. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5, SportsMap 94.1.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the final segment of The Usual Suspects right here on SportsMap 94.1, ESPN 97.5, as we wrap it up, put a bow on it, get ready to turn it over to Fred, AJ, Jong, and the Blitz, who will take you home till 7 o'clock, as we do every single day, except for Wednesday this week, as we are all off.
I mean, you know, I wanted to be here for the people. No, I just want to point that out.
You did not want to be here.
I mean, everybody else said, screw the people. I said I was here for the people.
Hey, do you know how to replace shrubs?
Yeah, I do.
Can you do that at my house?
No.
Why not?
One, you live way too far away.
No, you live far away. I live relatively close to the city. You live far away.
No,
I'll pay for your gas.
I don't guess where I don't live far from, where I live. I am super close to living right next to where I live. In fact, on top of where I live is where I live. It's amazing how close I am to where I live. You, on the other hand, live far away. So, ergo, you're on your own.
See, do your own shrubs. I've had conversations with both of you on the phone as we've driven home.
Yeah.
And if you ever I know, Joel, you probably haven't, but if you ever called Barry when he's driving home, the only thing you hear is him honking. That's the only thing.
True. That was funny, both on what you said and what you said.
I know, you seem like you laughed at something before I said
that. One that, Joel, you probably never have. Called Barry on the
you
way.
You probably haven't.
There's been a chance. There's been like one or two times something happened that we did.
We've had one phone call, and it was one way. I called to make sure he was okay after the wreck. That's it. That's the only phone call I think we've had.
I called you when I wrecked because you heard
true.
The paramedic
that's
talking
true.
To me.
That is true.
Yeah, I did.
But yeah, all you hear when Barry's driving is him honking and yelling at other people. Why? Because he has such a long drive to the house and there's traffic everywhere. But if you live 20 or 30 minutes away, like Joel and I do, it wouldn't be that big a deal.
Cut his mic off.
What do I got? Some kind of superpower? I'm just going to go bewitch it.
It's pretty funny though when he's yelling. The only thing he hears me is my dog barking. Like when I get home.
No,
my dog is like barking like really loud. He's making fun of my dog, but he's yelling at people and honking at everybody.
No, you're right. Nick doesn't yell. He just goes, what are you going to do? 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 That's Nick. Mr. Aggressive when he drives. What are you going to do? What are you going
to
do?
We just talk to each other. And if like one of us is ahead of the other one, be like, hey, heads up, cop here. Or, hey, heads up, traffic's really getting
nice.
That works.
That's great. Sweet. These are still coming in. Barry is a bitch. There's another number.
I think you put kerosene on a fire there.
Yeah, different number still. You're banned, too. Good luck ever getting another text to any other show you listen to on this station. Nick is a fantastic producer. Barry is a good comic. Joel is, a good guy. Just kidding. H-Town Blue.
Amazing that there's blue in that, right?
Yes. I see what you did there. Computer guys equals a lot of money. Beer salesman equals poor. That was from NASCAR Johnny. By the way, speaking of that, your friendly neighborhood beer salesman, I wanted to give a shout out to his daughter. Damn it, I lost his tweet. There it is. Need to get a shout out. Oh, his wife. I'm sorry, not his daughter. I was thinking the other birthday shout out. Yeah, his wife. It's their 7-year anniversary. So
happy anniversary
to them.
Yeah, good, no doubt.
Good way to hang in there. Way to put up with his ass for. So I wouldn't be married to Corey for one day. There's no way I could stand that.
He gives
dude.
You free stuff.
I would love Corey. I love Corey so much.
I like that we put a name. I mean, I like friendly neighborhood beer salesman, but
yeah, it's Corey.
We know it's Corey.
Really, Barry, Wyoming. There's no black people in Wyoming. What does that have to do with anything?
Yeah, you wouldn't fit in.
What?
That's exactly what they were going with there.
As Nick can't sit around and not do anything? Huh, I find that hard to believe. His belly says otherwise.
Is that Dylan?
No, it wasn't Dylan.
It wasn't Dylan.
I don't believe so. Hey,
leave that to Dylan. We only need one person making
this. Barry is
the
sexiest host on this station. There we go.
Are you serious?
Who said that?
Who said that?
Yeah, who said that? Nora on her birthday is taking time to text?
Final segment, 170 in the rear, 10 in the front. I like that. That's pretty good. That's not bad at all. Also, from the not sports department, Nick, I know this is specifically in right up your alley, so to speak. He's like, what? Pornhub. That's it. Just no. Pornhub is now offering subtitles for deaf and hard of hearing people.
Good. Good for them.
So it's basically just going to look like my speech to text where it's just going to be like, like you're not going to, there's going to be no actual words.
Panting.
It's just moaning. It's just going to be, that's it. That's going to be all the subtitles on porn. Oh.
And cussing. Oh. And cussing.
Yeah, baby.
Oh.
So are they going to put it like in parentheses? Parentheses like when they're...
Parentheses.
Parentheses. Okay.
No.
I'm not going to say it five times fast. I'm not going to do that.
I wasn't going to say anything because I know how it feels when people hate on you for the words that you say.
But it doesn't bother me that much.
You know when
though.
Your mom and dad catch you with something that they weren't supposed to see?
Is that when your parentheses...
That's a parentheses.
I hate when my parentheses things I shouldn't be doing.
Oh my God.
I'm always getting grounded with my parentheses things I shouldn't be.
But I really want to know how the subtitles work.
In my parentheses, what I've been looking at.
But that's how Netflix does it, like in the sex scenes and stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Do they just have,
like grunting in parentheses?
Like, how do you make smacking on a sound in parentheses?
Is that on the rundown? That's probably on the rundown, wasn't it?
No, it wasn't. I found it last minute because he was like, hey, we need more non-sports stuff. So I just pulled up a bunch of stuff.
I always sound like I'm like Chet from Weird Science. Hey, we need more sports, no, not sports stuff.
Yeah, I don't know why I made you sound like that.
Thanks.
I don't know.
That was
unintentional completely. That is weird though. I don't like the sound. But you ever like had the sound down and be like, I wonder what they're saying right now?
No, yeah, you told me you watch it with the sound
down. Yeah, you got to have the sound
that's
down.
Weird. That's weird.
It's weird to have the sound on.
I used to always say that it would have been great to have the reverse SAP button on your remote for watching Spanish TV because the chicks were always so much hotter.
Yeah. But it would be nice to be every once in a while just to click on the CC and be able to get the dialogue from the movie. I mean, that would be kind of... Am I alone here?
I don't know what you're talking... Oh, like the...
On Pornhub.
Closed caption? Oh,
yeah, because sometimes you're like, what did he just say to her? What did he say to get her to take her top off that fast?
I mean, I hear everything.
I'm your boyfriend now, but... Oh, no.
No, I doubt that was it.
Oh,
okay. All right, we'll move on. Nick apparently doesn't want to discuss it. He's a little gun shy. Can't imagine why.
Gun shy. I'm sure Trigger will be just fine in a few hours.
That's right. Joel is awesome, period. Great hoops knowledge and other stuff. Joel, stop texting the
show.
Don't
patronize me now.
No, that was the text. Like, people are now just...
Yeah, because you opened up a can of worms with bitch.
Yeah. Barry is not a bitch, but Nick is fat. There's L.U. Dillon chiming in.
It's 3:54.
Got it in.
One minute left in the show, and he had to throw that in there.
The rest of this is just, I'm going to delete it. We don't have time. Sorry if you texted late. That's your fault.
So it was a good show today.
I enjoyed it. It went fast.
Yeah, fast and furious and lots of stuff to talk about. We'll see how it goes tomorrow because, of course, tomorrow is just another day. And we'll be here Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday this week. Don't forget off for the 4th, but plan accordingly. And we'll continue to keep you as suspects of the show. So for Nick, for Barry, I'm Joel. You guys have yourself a great night. Stay tuned because Fred, AJ, John, and the Blitz, they're next. Coming up right here on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.